So, do you want to talk about your turning point this year, or?
Yeah. I had my braces on for 9.5 years since I was 10. And when they first diagnosed me, it was just that I had an open bite.
What is that again?
That's like when your top and your bottom teeth don't touch. So, they said I would only need braces for 2 years. Clearly, they lied.
Clearly.
So the first 2 years, we're like, okay, well, time to get them off now. And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine because I'm still in middle school, so it doesn't really matter.
Everybody has braces, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So middle school goes by. I'm in my high school now.
When are these coming off?
And they're still on. So I get to my third year of high school, and I remember the day that my orthodontist told me I need surgery. My jaw wasn't growing properly. I was pretty upset. The surgery was on December 14th, which was actually when I had my first college acceptance letter.
And then after the surgery, you had to get the braces back on, right?
Yeah. That was so depressing because, like, everyone was telling me, my surgeon, my orthodontist was like, you know, after the surgery, you're good. You're going to get them off. And my surgery was 2 years ago. So, lo and behold, there I was, first year of college with braces. Pretty embarrassing. Braces had just become such a part of my daily life, my natural routine, that I had made modifications to a lot of the things I did in order for people not to notice that I had them.
The way you smiled.
The way I smiled in pictures,
right.
You know, the way I spoke. I was, like, so fed up with my orthodontist office because I've seen you guys through, like, employee changes and office space changes.
Right.
And so, yeah, my turning point would be getting my braces off. I remember getting there literally at, like, 1:45, and my appointment wasn't until 2:30. So the lady's just looking at me like, what are you doing here? It's too early for you to be here. But went back there. And get in the chair, and I see my orthodontist, and I'm like, so you know what today is, right? And he just goes, yep, you're getting those things off. I said, yes. One of the ladies who has worked in there for as long as I've been going there, she came, she saw me, and she was just so excited. And it's really sad when the people in the office, like, know you by first, last, and middle name, and, like, they just see you and know your entire life story. And so they took them off. And while I was sitting there and he was clipping, like, each individual bracket off,
mm-hmm.
I kind of just felt like a burden, like, was being lifted, you know? And, like, I was licking my teeth for, like, the first 3 hours with them off. And I know it's been, like, a month and a half now, and my confidence definitely has gone up a little bit since they've been off. I have to say that it was really, like, one of the happiest days of my life.